You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
I am very excited about today with Finishing Well. We're going to be talking about, is your money serving you, or are you serving your money? That's always, you know, sort of the question that obviously Jesus was explaining in Matthew 25 when he talked about the parable of the talents. And you might recall that there are three characters there that each had a chance to invest some money. And, you know, the one guy only got one talent, and one guy got two, and another guy got 10. And you might recall that the one guy that got one was apparently serving his money because he was so scared he went and buried it in the ground. And as a result, you know, to paraphrase Jesus, the guy went to hell. And he was called a wicked and lazy servant essentially because he didn't have faith. And he didn't allow... You know, his
money. So why do you think he put it in the ground?
Expectations.
Yeah.
Fear. Lack of faith. Those are things that we are all facing, aren't we, with our money?
I was telling you earlier, it would have been nice if the servant would have gone to maybe one of the senior servants and been hanging around the master a while and just, what's he expecting me to do?
Cardinal guided online. You know, there was internet, he could have called Hans. Yeah, but that wasn't the case. But expectations, you know, that's one of the beautiful things. We're talking about investments today on Finishing Well. And, you know, one of those seven worries we're hoping won't be a worry. And that's essentially your investments, right?
Yeah. I mean, everybody that has some savings, some money, some amount of money, perhaps some retirement savings, and they're facing retirement, the kind of folks that I'm sitting with every day, you've got expectations for that money, whether you know it or not, and you're going to find out your expectations as soon as you're sitting down with somebody like me, and I'm asking you, so what are we going to do here? And you're asking me the same thing. What are we going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with what's the purpose of the money. And that's one of the questions that really we got to ask ourselves, right, Hans?
Well, and I'm just going to tell you, the purpose of the money is to serve you. Unfortunately, for many people, they serve the money through their worry.
Right, and so you have a story that you had a client that, yeah, unfortunately, you know, and I can understand. As I recall, her husband passed away. She was left this money. You know, that's a hard place to be.
Oh, it's a really hard place to be, and my heart goes out to her. And these are people that planted a church in Canada after he retired, or retired early, and then they moved up to a place and they had a church, and she has some retirement money in Canada, and then she has some retirement money in the United States. This is a small amount. And then... I'm not sure if it was life insurance or the sale of their home, but she's got quite a bit of non-retirement money, quite a bit to her, and it's all she's got, between $200,000 and $250,000 of money that is really just sitting at a very low interest rate. I mean, almost nothing.
Like buried in the backyard.
Very, 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 very close to that. And she was troubled by that. But she was just wrapped up in fear, and she didn't know who to trust. And she had been dealing with some people at the bank that she didn't feel real good about. And she just happened to be listening to our show. She might not appreciate me talking about her on the radio, but I mean this all in good service. She's a wonderful lady, and I've not identified her, and I won't. But she came into us, and we've done several things for her. But it really, I mean, I gave her some feedback during the meeting that I just felt that she's wrapped up in worry. And that she's got to develop some skills around trust with her money, because she needs to get a return on this money. And when she does that, she's going to have to commit it to something and somebody.
Right. And one of the beauties of, you know, what you teach here every week on the show is that there are all sorts of different asset allocations, and they all come with a different level of risk based on your purposes, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a bucket of money or an amount of money, or you have an account, or you have a few accounts, and you got your retirement in front of you, I got news for you. Is this what you've been saving for? So now this money is there to serve you. So we got to find out, first of all, what you want to do with this money. Now, there's lots of different things. We don't meet people and just make assumptions that they all want the same thing. So we really, before we even begin this process of helping you invest your money or guiding you to invest your money, we've got to sit down with you and walk you through a series of questions to find out how you want your money to serve you. Is that pay you an income in retirement? Is that to create an income in later retirement? And I found out from her, when we talked to her, is that she was very worried as well about long-term care. She didn't want to become dependent on her kids. She also had just bought a nice new condo with some of this money back a few years ago, or small house, cottage, and she wanted, if she does need long-term care, to stay in her house as long as she can. So now, now we've got something to save for. So we don't need to plan for a high investment return on that part of the money. We need to plan that this thing is going to have long-term care benefits there that we can turn on very quickly if she needs them.
Yeah. So this is again, these charts that we're going to be talking about here in a minute, you can find them at cardinalguide.com under the Seven Worries tab. You can download the whole PDF on investments. We're on page, 71 of the workbook, mm-hmm. which is, the same charts in both the workbook and the original book. I think it's on page 53, isn't it, on the regular book? So to move on to that, again, we're going to allocate assets based on this chart, right?
Yeah, I mean, this chart lists, I made this chart myself, taking some more complicated charts and just trying to simplify them and make it something that the average reader can look at and somewhat use. And if you go down the side here, we got 9 different things you can put your money in. And it pretty much covers the whole universe: stocks, bonds, fixed indexed annuities, fixed rate annuities. You can put it in the bank in a CD, and at least you're going to get some return. That would have been nice for the talents guy.
I want to lock this up until
the master wants it back. And I'm estimating that's how long. Cash and money market. I mean, this is where she had her money. You can buy real estate, gold and commodities and alternative investments, and then options or derivatives or whatever you want to call them. I mean, there's 9 things, and that pretty much is the universe of what you could put your money in.
So when it comes to expectations, you have one end of the spectrum of somebody that, I could, imagine the guy with the talents. I mean, he's operating out of fear. But then the other guy, he would have been coming to you with a different set of expectations based on, you've got to get me this. And that, too, can end up making you serve your money as well. Right.
People that are operating out of fear come to me, and they tell me what they don't want from their money. And people that are operating, from a good place and from a place of faith, they tell me what they do want out of their money. And by the way, their expectations are usually too high for a person in retirement. If I got somebody who's 30 years old and they tell me they want to earn 10% on their money, I mean, there's some ways to do things and to really take some risks. You also could lose a substantial amount of your money, but we could go for it. But when you get somebody 60, 65, 70 years old or older, you got no business shooting for a high expectation based on 100% stocks. We're not going to recommend that you put all your money in one thing anyhow. At the very least, people are usually in 2 things. They're in stocks and bonds. And that's kind of the traditional allocation, 70-30, 60-40. I mean, people that have brokerage statements and they bring them into us, most of their money's either in stocks or bonds, you know, some combination, some breakdown. But I would propose that there's several other alternatives, and you need to spread your money around based upon your expectations, what you're expecting from it. And before we get into recommending a stock, we're going to have to spend some time on your expectations, because that's part of my job, is to help you get your real expectations realistic, to make sure I can perform to those expectations, and also to find out really what you don't want, which is, for most people, is to lose any of their money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the purpose here? You know, where are we going? Again, you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. It's brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Don't forget the guide after the Cardinal, where you'll find his complete book, right? The Complete Cardinal Guide for Planning for and Living in Retirement, which, you know, they can just write you an email and ask for the whole book.
First of all, both books are on Amazon. There, you can get to Amazon and the books from our website, cardinalguide.com. You can download, like today's show, the investment or retirement income chapter of both books for free on a PDF. They're right there on the investment or retirement income page of the Seven Worries tab. Or you can just go on the messenger thing on there and just send me an email, send me a message with your address that you'd like the book. I'll be glad to send it to you.
Right. And so, you know, there you go. There's some answer for helping you get to the point, right? Because faith, you know, comes from some understanding and some aha. A minute ago you said, well, there's the aha. Well, when you begin to understand some of these things, you can have some aha, and with that comes faith, and your money begins to serve you. And what a wonderful thing to sit back and go, okay, I know I'm not going to run out of money. I know where I'm headed. I mean, what's ideally, what when you look at your own client base, where's the guy that's where he ought to be?
He's got some of his money in annuities. Am I answering your question right? I mean, he's got generally some folks that don't want to lose anything, and they're really wrapped up in the fear of that. And they really need this money for later retirement, they're going to be a lot in annuities.
Actually, unfortunately, we had to go to a break. But when we come back, you know, I don't mind sharing a conversation I had with my wife on the subject of annuities, because clearly, you know, here I am 64 and she's not nearly my age, but neither of us had a clue about them, you know, 2 years ago. But now we're like, oh, man, this is something that really makes sense for what our purposes is. So when we come back, we'll be sharing more on Finishing Well.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, simply, is your money serving you, or are you serving your money? And when we left our hero, actually, the lady we'd been discussing, right, she had come from this place of actually just leaving the money kind of hidden
in the
backyard.
She was just frozen up. She had $250,000, somewhere between $200 and $250,000. In cash.
But now she'd had some faith, and she essentially had some faith in somebody that can help her.
Yeah.
And you began to allocate her assets in a different way based on this chart.
Well, yeah, and her IRAs were small. I'm talking about $30,000 to $40,000. They're in stocks, okay, and she's got minimum distributions. And we started showing her and talking about the risks that she's taken in that, and then we realized, if you look on page 71 of my book, in the workbook, I mean, she had about $70,000 on top of this invested in the market. That's plenty for a 76, 77-year-old lady. So to a degree, she was on the right track by having this money in cash. She had just overdone it, and she was sitting on it too long, and every month she was sweating about the interest that she didn't get because she knew she could put it in something and get maybe 3% or something, which would have been a whole lot better. 3% for a whole year on $250,000 is $7,500.
Right.
Okay. So what we did for her is we did all the risk stuff and we found out what she was really concerned about, how her money could serve her. And we found out that she is worried about later retirement. So like she might live a long time and she might go through some of her money and then she's worried about being broke when she's 85 or 90 or having to become dependent upon her kids. And that's a reasonable concern. I mean, it's a reasonable worry, but not when you have $250,000 and you live as close as she does. So we found out she was also very worried about long-term care. She's very aware of that. She knows she lives alone, and if she were to have a stroke or develop dementia or something, she was going to need care, and she would probably want to go to a facility, but maybe start out at home. So she needed something for that. She also had a desire to leave something to her daughter, and so we do all the math on this. That called for taking half of the $150,000 we were going to invest and putting it into one of those hybrid long-term care policies. So, you know, it pays $110,000 at her death to her children, or it pays up to $110,000 of monthly payments for long-term care for a couple of years. So in other words, it's valuable in life. If you need it for long-term care, it's valuable in death to the estate. It's a pretty nice thing. Okay, so we had $75,000 we allocated to that. And the other $75,000 we put in a fixed indexed annuity. And with the intent of just leaving it there until she's up in her 80s, early 80s, mid-80s, she's really not going to touch that $75,000 until she has to. And that's going to be when she's expended all the IRA money because she's got to distribute that. So we're going to distribute that. And when that runs out,
unfortunately. Fortunately, you throw that word out, annuity, like people know what it means. And I sure in the world didn't know what it meant a year and a half ago. And I had a discussion with my wife the other day, like, you know, honey, I've got all this life insurance money. If I go, you know, long, you know, you need to talk to Hans about an annuity. What's an annuity? What does that mean?
I mean, an annuity means a series of payments over a period of time. I mean, it's just if you look it up in Webster's, I mean, that's the definition, is a series of payments over a period of time. And what I'm speaking about, the period of time, is your lifetime. And that's uncertain for most of us. We don't know when we're going to die. So that's risk is borne by the insurance company. So an annuity at its core is there to make a payment to you every month, like Social Security, as long as you're alive.
Right, which, you know, one of her purposes that she wanted to make sure that she didn't go broke when she was in her 80s and 90s. So she has her Social Security, and with this annuity, now it's baking, right? It's sitting there.
Well, it's baking, but a lot of people don't use annuities the way they were intended or the way the IRS set them. A lot of people just use them as savings accounts. So they put the $75,000 in there, it grows and accumulates, and then maybe 2 or 3 years from now they want some money out of it, they just withdraw it, which you can use it like a savings account. That's really not the intent of the thing. The intent of the thing is to let it, as you said, and I've said many times, to let it bake. So it sits there and it grows. There's some guarantees on the growth. There's some guarantees you'll never lose anything. And in this particular one that we sold her, she's going to earn a return based on the performance of the stock market. So if the stock market performs well, she's going to get a much better return than if the stock market performed poorly. But she's never going to incur any losses in the thing. Okay? That's what's key.
And she's never going to run out of money.
She's never going to run out of money. And so what her intent is to turn on the payments. But the longer she waits, the more they are. So we just showed her, if you turn this on in 6 years, you can start getting this amount. And when you get that amount, you'll get that for the rest of your life. If you wait 8 or 9 years, you'll get an even bigger amount for the rest of your life.
Which is just like Social Security, right? If I wait till I'm 70 to take my Social Security.
It's the same thing. It just has longer to bake and to grow. You don't pay any taxes on the growth because it's tax deferred. Ultimately, when you start pulling it out, you're going to pay taxes on your growth. But you have tax deferral as a benefit. And then some people die before they turn these things on. And then it just pays out its value to your beneficiaries. So I don't want to get over detailed too much talking and selling annuities so much on the show. I just want to bring them in as an alternative to really to bonds. Okay. And that's what we're doing a lot is bond yields or the interest rate that you get on bonds and CDs is just the lowest that I can remember it in my lifetime. I mean, bonds are 2 to 3%, some of them less than 2%. And the bank CDs are less than 1%, or maybe just over 1%. And, you know, you're able to put some money in annuities and earn substantially more than that. So that, and you can have the guarantees of lifetime income, some tax advantages. We're doing more annuities and selling more annuities than we ever have. And a lot of times these annuities as an option get dissed by a lot of people in the media. They don't really understand them. They treat them like they're a savings account, and then they look at the fees. And certainly there's times when people like me sell annuities to the wrong people at the wrong time and the wrong amounts and the wrong product. I mean, there's certainly some abuses in that area, but just to cast a whole bad light on annuities is just wrong.
So when I look down this chart, right? There are only 4 of these things that essentially I can't.
4 categories of investments that are guaranteed.
There's only 4 of them I can't lose. I can't lose on equity indexed annuities or fixed rate annuities. I can't lose on a bank CD because it's in the bank. It's like in the, and I can't lose on a money market. But any of the rest of these, stock, bonds, real estate, gold annuity, I mean gold commodities and options. Now, what's options? There's another one that's got me a little buffaloed there.
What an option is a whole market in options. You know, a bunch of guys in Chicago on the Board of Trade that are, I've been up there and watched this thing, and they're trading options. And like if I was going to write an option, I would sell you a piece of paper that says, you can buy this stock at this price on October 15th and on January 15th. So, you know, if General Motors is trading for $100 and I might have an option that allows you to buy it for $104 on October 15th. And then I have the same option that would allow you to buy it. So it's betting on a future price change. And then that option is going to expire worthless if General Motors is trading for less than $104. People use these for the wrong reasons, too. They're hedging strategies. We sell no options in our practice.
The things I learned by but the idea is asset allocation based on a strategy that is based on faith on somebody so that you can take the burden of these riches, so to speak,
yeah,
and offset that with faith in where I've got it that's going to be a long-term solution. Like, as I talked to my wife, you know, I was like, well, I've got this life insurance. If I pass away, it helps me to have faith to think that my wife's going to come to you. You know, we got, what, $300,000 worth of life insurance, and I would want her to, because she's going to get my bigger Social Security check based on what you taught me.
Sure.
And then, you know, if she had an annuity, you know, then I know she's never going to run out of money. I mean, just like that widow. You know, I don't want her to think of her running out of money when she's 92 or something.
Well, and we're not going to put all of it in an annuity. We're going to put some of it in an annuity. And, you know, what I want people to know out of this whole thing is that your money there and your retirement money is there to serve you instead of the other way around. And you come to us. You work with us on the phone a bit, we're going to really be looking for and praying about, what do you want your money to do for you? What do you need your money to do for you? And then we're going to recommend some investment options that are tied to that and that are appropriate for that. And we're always going to have an eye for making sure you don't lose your money.
Right. Well, I hate we're out of time again, but can I just throw a word out there that, you know, I think this is really something we should pray about. I mean, absolutely. I literally ask God, you know, let me take you in on the adventure, God. Where do we want, what is the purpose for our money? You know, where should we be going with this? And what are some of the strategies? And one of those strategies may be to find somebody that really is capable of helping you. And I hope you hear through this that there's somebody like that available. And if you go to cardinalguide.com, you know, that's one of the places that I know for my prayers that I can be able to do something other than bury it in the ground and work out of fear. So cardinalguide.com. Again, all this information is easily available to you. Listen to the podcast. Rate the podcast. You know, if you enjoy this podcast, we would really appreciate you telling us what you like, what you don't like. If you think that we should be doing something different, let us know. We certainly agree. We certainly appreciate you listening today, right, Hans?
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.